Good morning, the Exotic Spectator, Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. My name is Sylvia. I've got a guinea pig called Poppy, and we were there on, I can't even remember the day, but I was there this week,
yeah.
And I saw Dr. Brock, and he's given her some tramadol, and I remember, I think she can't take tramadol, and because she reacts to it, because her poos start changing. So
okay.
I can't, is it possible to check on her file?
Yeah.
If there's any notes, just so I can confirm, and then I'll stop it.
Yeah, I'll go to her files. What was your surname?
Steer, Steer.
Okay. So it's Poppy with a Y or IE?
With a Y.
Okay. Oh, she's had a few consults here, hasn't she? So,
I know.
I'll see when. Do you know when she would have first got it? Like how long ago?
I think it would have been this year. This year,
year,
maybe.
Okay.
She's been there so many times. Maybe February. We could try February or even.
She had some bladder stones then, so she might have. Yes. Has her poo's gone runny, or are they?
Yeah, they're looking a little bit small and then like a bit pointy on the end. There's not too many, but I've only given her the tramadol twice. Or else it could have even been in July.
She had just revisits then. Yeah, because she's had some semi-soft feces before. Back then. So it said stop. Oh, that was gabapentin. Oh, did she get quite sleepy on the tramadol last time? Note here saying that they had to reduce dose because she got quite sleepy.
Doesn't say that gave any other side effects.
Yeah, let me see what dose she got. I'll just see what dose she got this time.
She got 0.06 and then reduce it.
Okay. I can't, like, without going back to through all them.
Yeah.
If she's having, everything else is okay though, like eating okay?
Yeah, she's eating okay. It was more just for pain, if she has pain, but I know we always tend to give her the meloxicam. But Dr. Brock said it's not that good for guinea pigs.
No.
But I know we end up always giving her the meloxicam and not the tramadol. And that's why I'm now doubting myself whether it's because of that or if it was some other antibiotic that she's had before.
That's right. Yeah. Because, meloxicam, they shouldn't use that long term.
The reason he gave her the tramadol was because when he felt her spine, she squeaked, my daughter did it. The night before I tried, she didn't squeal, but my daughter tried, and she did. So it does hurt her back.
Yeah.
Does hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you think she's sleepy on the tramadol? Is she a bit more sedated, do you think, or is she still quiet?
Yeah, I don't know, because I've only given it to her twice. I've only given her once a day.
Yeah. And she's still moving around the cage and.
Yeah, still eating. Yeah. I'll give it to her again and then just see how she goes.
If she gets ends up with diarrhea or anything, you might have to stop it. But I'll make a note of it on here as well. That they're just a bit smaller is the main.
I might give her the lower dosage, the 0.04, because he said we could reduce it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is I've got an appointment, I think it's the 1st of December, to bring Poppy in to do a Super Lorraine. That's it. I knew it was Lauren.
Lorraine.
Okay. But I'm not going to be able to come on that day.
You want to move it to a different day?
But I would have to be in an afternoon, but I only get there like at 4. Is that too late for the implant to happen?
they can generally do them awake most of the time.
Okay.
So,
so maybe we could...
Yeah.
So we were booked in for the 1st of December.
Yeah.
So...
We'll make it later, that, just that same day, but later.
It's not going to be a good day that day.
Oh, okay.
So either maybe a Tuesday afternoon, maybe that the 2nd, or
yeah,
the
I
week
do,
before.
I
don't mind.
I can do the 2nd. Do you want
the 2nd, yeah.
To 4 o'clock that day.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
we can do
that.
Or even, do you have like a 4:20?
Yeah, I can move it to there. At the moment, it's quite,
right.
quite open, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll reschedule it to the.
I should have asked, is Dr. Vanessa available?
I usually see Dr. Vanessa. Oh, you usually see Vanessa, okay. She is that day. Do you want me to put in with Vanessa?
Yeah,
okay, no worries. I'll put in for about, I'll do a 20 pass, did you say, or 10 pass?
Yeah.
20 pass? Yeah, I'll do 20 pass.
It's just that the traffic's so bad for me to get when I come through that I don't want to keep anyone waiting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, then it's that change for you, and we'll see you then. But yeah, if a feces, the droppings get any more sloppy, or she goes on food, or she gets too sleepy or anything on the tramadol, just let us know.
All right.
Before then.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully everything else goes okay. But I'll make a note of it. I'll tell Vanessa's on today, so I'll tell her.
All right.
And see if you don't hear back from me, everything's okay. But
yes.
If she says anything different, I'll let you know.
All right, great.
Alrighty. Okay.
Thanks,
well,
Sharon. Okay.
Right, we'll
bye. Bye. Bye.